You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, Days fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we've got a juicy leak for you today about Sarah Horton and Xander Cook and what is next for their love story on the NBC Peacock streaming soap opera. Before we reveal the leak, though, if you have not already, please click subscribe. Right now, we have a very jubilant Sarah and Xander. They are so happy because EJ DeMera grudgingly acknowledged that he cannot prosecute Xander for shooting Harris Michaels. After Xander found video evidence that the shooter was masquerading as him, the DeMera DA had no choice but to drop the charges, although he was quick to tell Xander that he would have been happy to put him behind bars where he thinks he belongs. Sarah was overjoyed, and her attitude is, okay, it's over. But Xander's not ready to let this go just yet. He wants to find out who framed him because he's worried they might try and mess with his life again. And of course, all the viewers know that it was Stefan DeMera that did the frame job and who shot Harris, the younger brother of the DA himself, and I suspect EJ also knows that as well. Sarah wants to put it behind them and move on, but Xander is going to task the Spectator with digging into the frame job because it would make a very juicy news story. So I'm not sure if Leo Stark or Bob Everett Lynch is going to be digging into it, but hopefully the ugly, ugly truth is going to come out. Now that Xander is exonerated, he can move on with his life with Sarah and baby Victoria and enjoy a happily ever after with them. And that's exactly what this particular Days of Our Lives leak is about. It's about what's coming for them within the next couple of months, and it is a big, big deal. I revealed a couple of months ago, maybe even like, gosh, 3 or 4 months ago, I think it was late last year, that Maggie Horton actress Suzanne Rogers said in an interview that Sarah and Xander get remarried, and it looks like it is happening in the next few weeks if our leaker is correct. Clearly, Xander and Sarah are settling into domestic bliss. She back totally, you know, off letting another man, Rex Brady, play daddy to her and Xander's little girl, and things just mushroomed from there. She moved in with Xander, and they are happily raising their baby together, and she even stuck by him when he was accused of shooting Harris. In fact, Sarah never doubted her man for a moment, and that meant a lot to him. She stood by him throughout that ordeal, coming to visit him constantly, making sure that he knew she was there supporting him. And thankfully, Justin Kitiakis got Xander out on bail, and then it was Xander himself who got the evidence to get his charges dropped. So, you know, where the CLMPD failed to deliver, it was Xander that figured out the shooter, aka Stefan, was wearing a $2,300 set of joggers, which didn't look quite like Xander's $40 mall-bought jogging gear. Even with the Spectator investigating, though, that doesn't mean it needs to slow up Xander and Sarah from taking the next big step in their relationship. And that next step is getting married. So we have a leaker that sends us stuff now and then, and they have a pretty good track record for accuracy. I will say it's not 100%, but it's good enough for me to keep covering what they report. So I still am going to call this a leak and not a spoiler, because I don't call anything a spoiler unless it came from official NBC Days of Our Lives from the network, or an exclusive to like one of the big like Soap Digest or something. Those are the things I call spoilers. So I am sticking with calling this a leak, but I do feel good about it. So the leaker sent us a message saying Xander and Sarah get married before June. And if it does indeed happen, as they say, before June, that means it should be during May sweeps. And that kicks off on April 25th and carries on through May 22nd. So maybe we will have a new Mrs. Kitiakis before June rolls around. So that has me wondering if there's any chance that we could get a double wedding, or possibly, bear with me on this wild tangent, even a triple wedding. This week on Days, Constantine Meliones starts this desperate new scam to get his hands on Victor Kitiakis' cash. Constantine is going to tell Maggie he is having green card/visa issues. Now, whether this is true or not remains to be seen. But this is the story that he brings to Maggie, along with a bunch of cock and bull BS about how much he loves Salem and the community, and he can't stand the idea of leaving it. And if only he wasn't having these visa problems, or if he could find a solution, he could stay. And of course, as a consummate con artist, Constantine is hinting for Maggie to marry him so he doesn't have to leave the country and can get a green card. And this is the culmination of months of worming his way deeper and deeper into Maggie's life and ingratiating himself with her and her family members while he's playing this long con cash grab maneuver. Unfortunately, it seems to be working like a charm. You know, initially, Maggie is going to have somebody look into his visa issues, but then spoilers say somewhere along the way, Constantine is able to convince Maggie that the quickest way to keep him from getting deported is to marry him. So I just wonder if the timing may coincide with Sarah and Xander's upcoming wedding, if the leaker has the timing correct. Official spoilers for the week of April 15th through 19th say that Maggie talks to the Greek about their planned walk down the aisle a week from this Friday. It's when they're having the conversation. There's not an exact date on the wedding yet. That means that this green card wedding should happen during sweeps. And then we have this Xander Sarah leak. So I could totally see Maggie and Sarah thinking it'd be cool if they had a double wedding. However, I do not see Xander Cook Kitiakis thinking it's cool. He does not want to share a wedding day with that low down con man, Constantine. And despite all of Sarah and Maggie's assurances to Xander that Constantine's really a good guy, he doesn't believe it. He thinks Constantine is a villain. He can smell the bad vibes rolling off that man and doesn't want any part of it. And he doesn't want him near Maggie. And he is certainly not going to want to share a wedding anniversary with Constantine and Maggie. But despite all that, you know, if Maggie and Sarah tell Xander that's what they want, I have no doubt he will cave into their demands because he loves them both so much. And that has me thinking one more thing. Now, I don't necessarily expect this to happen, and I think it's an insane long shot, but it crossed my mind, so I like to share my thoughts with you guys. You know, Teresa Donovan is back to gold digging with Alex Kitiakis, so wouldn't it be crazy if there was a three-way wedding at the Kitiakis mansion with Xander Kitiakis, with Maggie Horton Kitiakis, and with Alex Kitiakis? Because right now, Alex seems to be falling hook, line, and sinker for Teresa's manipulations, and he already has a ring that he bought but didn't give to her. So if Days really wanted to blow up sweeps, three weddings could do it. We'll see how it goes and if this leak manifests into us seeing Xander and Sarah walk down the aisle during the month of May. Drop your comments on who you hope to see get hitched during sweeps and be sure to subscribe if you haven't and come back soon. We are here talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week on the most followed soap opera spoilers channel on YouTube. And as always, I am Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.